弟兄姐妹好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
请大家打开哥罗西书一章。我们今天的经文是24-29节。
Please open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1, and our text for today is from verses 24-29.
让我们先祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们赞美你，我们感谢你，你通过耶稣救了我们。求主现在给我们力量，属灵的力量，打开我们的心，打开我们的头脑，让我们听你的道，也让我们行你的道。求主帮我们真正的信，深信，不是只是在头脑的知识。求主你祝福我们，给我们力量，荣耀你。求主我们一切做的事都是为了荣耀你，不是我们自己。我奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿们。那我们先读一下这个经文，1-24节。
Let us first read this passage, Colossians chapter 1:24-29.
现在我们为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为耶稣的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满耶稣患难的缺欠。我照神为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向我们的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫我们知道，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是耶稣在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。你们传扬他，我们传扬他，是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在耶稣里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
Colossians 1:24. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me.
啊，记住，这张的书信的目的是为了保护这个教会。
And we must remember that this epistle, Paul wrote this epistle with the purpose of protecting his church.
因为有极端的教导在攻击这个教会，叫他们离弃耶稣。
Because there were heresy that was attacking the church and asking them to depart from Jesus.
保罗劝诫这个教会一定要坚守耶稣。
And Paul was encouraging the church that they must hold fast to Jesus.
只有在耶稣里面我们可以得救恩，也只有在他里面我们可以成圣的。
Only in Jesus can we obtain salvation, and only in Jesus can we be sanctified.
因为耶稣又是人又是神。
Because Jesus was both man and God.
我们在前面20-23节看到，只有耶稣可以复合这个堕落的世界，创造一个新的世界。
And from verses 20-23, we see that only Jesus can redeem this fallen world and to create a new heaven and earth.
也只有耶稣的十字架可以使罪人与神和好。
And only through the cross of Jesus Christ will sinners be reconciled to God.
那在我们今天的经文20-29节，我们看到保罗在提醒哥罗西信徒，保罗为耶稣的荣耀和他荣耀的世界的侍奉。
And from verses 24 to 29 today, we can see that Paul is reminding the Colossians about his service to God and to his glory.
保罗充满了激情在侍奉他的教会。
And Paul was full of passion when he served God's church.
保罗也希望哥罗西信徒也是跟着他欣赏耶稣的荣耀。
And Paul wishes that the Colossian Christians would just be like him to admire the glory of Jesus Christ.
他提醒他们，他的事工不是为了张扬自己。
And he reminded them of his ministry not to glorify himself.
他不是为了得人的荣耀。
He was not trying to obtain the praise of men.
他也不是为了他们称赞，也不是为了得到一些利益。
Neither was he interested in gaining any benefits from them.
如果保罗是为了这些的话，他不会为福音下地狱，下那个监牢的。
If Paul indeed strived for all these things, he would not have been imprisoned for the sake of the gospel.
保罗提醒他们的，他为福音的劳碌，目的是为了赢得他们的心。
And Paul reminded them of his suffering for the sake of the ministry in order to win their hearts.
保罗劝诫他们之前，他们他想建一个关系。想建立信任。
And Paul was trying to establish trust with them.
这样子做的话，他这个教会才更容易的会接收他的劝诫。
And by doing so, he's hoping that the church would accept his admonition more readily.
你要记住，这些信徒从来没有亲自看到保罗过。
And you must remember that the Colossian Christians has never met Paul in person.
保罗的目的是为了提醒他们，他是一位神忠心的仆人。
And Paul wanted to remind them that he is a faithful servant of God.
他关心这些信徒的灵魂。
And he is concerned for the believers' souls.
保罗希望这些信徒会看得到这个真理，然后甘心情愿地接受他的劝诫。
And Paul is hoping that the Colossian Christians will see this truth and because of that willingly accept his admonition.
偏离异端，在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固。
And to actually reject heresy and hold fast to the faith and be rooted in the word.
我们应该要学习保罗的方式。
And we ought to imitate Paul.
当我们劝诫别人之前，我们最好要建立一个关系，要建立一个信任。
Before we admonish anyone, we should try to first establish a relationship and a trust.
让别人知道我们劝诫他们不是为了我们自己，而是为了他们的灵魂。
So that.The one receiving the admonition will realize that it is not for ourselves that we do it, but it is for their souls.
为了他们的好处，这样子别人才不会怀疑我们的动机。
And it is for their benefit so that our intention would not be suspicious.
生气的可能性也会比较低。
And the possibility of losing your temper or being angry is also lower.
保罗是真正的神的仆人，忠实的仆人。
Paul is the true faithful minister of God.
我们信徒都要听从这样子的仆人。
And believers ought to listen to servants like this.
我们可以看得到，从他的行为看得到他的忠实，他的忠心。
And from his actions, we can see his faithfulness.
保罗有坚定的信念。
And Paul had a firm faith.
我们可以从他的行为可以看得到。
And we can see this through his actions.
你看，在29节，他说：“我尽心竭力侍奉神的教会。”
And in verse 29, he says that he toiled and he struggled.
这个尽心 竭力，就是 struggling， 这是在、原文是 agonizo。
And in the original Greek agonizo，
我们英语那个 agonizing 就是从这里来的。
Is where the English word agonizing is derived。
意思说，保罗在控诉，竭力在奋斗，为他的教会奋斗。
In other words, Paul was actually battling or in battle。
如果他不深信的话，不深信未来的荣耀，他不会辛辛苦苦的去奋斗的。
If he did not believe in the future glory, he would not struggle and battle and toil.
所以我们看得到他的深信。
So we can see Paul's firm faith.
当然，保罗不是靠自己的力量而去奋斗的，他不是在骄傲、在张扬自己的。
Of course, Paul was not depending on his own strength in this toil and struggling.
他是靠神的力量。二十九节说，照着他在我里面运用的大能。
He was depending on God's strength because the second half of verse 29 says, with all his energy that he powerfully works within me.
我们应该要听从这种的代理人，深信的为教会奋斗的，而且靠神的力量而奋斗。
And we ought to listen to leaders like this, those who toil for the church and those who are actually toiling with God's energy and power.
同时，保罗的提醒也是为了另外一个目的，就是他要鼓励这些信徒。
At the same time, Paul had another purpose in this, and he was trying to encourage the believers.
鼓励他们信心继续坚固。
And he wants to encourage them to be firm in their faith.
如果你看那个二章二节的话，他说我做这些是要叫他们，就是保罗这哥罗西信徒的心得安慰。
And if you look at chapter 2 verse 2, Paul wrote that their hearts may be encouraged.
这个安慰的意思就是鼓励的意思。
And this is an encouragement.
英语就是这么翻译的。保罗不只是口头说他相信福音，他也用整个生命清清楚楚地表达出来他的信心。
Paul was not just professing to be a Christian, but through his life he proved his faith.
他的知识，他的信仰不只是一个头在他的头脑里面。
And his knowledge and faith is not just in the head.
而且在他心里面。
It is in his heart.
他没有一个保险的信仰。faith of a insurance faith.
He did not have an insurance faith.
我们上次他不是说我以为万一。耶稣是真的，我信，他是真正的信，是不是个保险的信
？So Paul's faith is not an insurance kind of faith in that just in case I better believe in Jesus, but it is a firm belief in Jesus.
他是深信耶稣的荣耀，深信福音的荣耀和事实。
So he is having a firm faith in the truth of the gospel.
你看，在二十九节，保罗称福音为荣耀，他用荣耀这个两次用荣耀来形容福音的福音。
And he described the gospel twice with the word glory.
那这个荣耀是什么呢
？So what is this glory?
为什么荣耀？为什么福音荣耀呢
？Why is the gospel glorious?
我们记得在二十节到二十三节看得到出这是什么荣耀
？And we remember from verses 20 to 23, it shows us what this glory is.
这就是救恩的荣耀。本来我们是神的仇敌，因为我们的罪。
And this is the glorious salvation because we were once God's enemies due to our sins.
我们应该要被公义的神审判，我们应该要去地狱的。
We deserve judgment from the righteous God, and we deserve to go to hell.
但是耶稣担当了我们的审判，叫我们与神和好。
But Jesus bore our judgment and he reconciled us to God.
耶稣不只把我们从地狱里面救出来，他也会把我们送到他未来创造的新世界、荣耀的世界。
And Jesus does not just deliver us from hell, but he also would deliver us to the future glorious world.
在这新世界没有死亡、没有罪、没有眼泪、也没有疾病。
And in the new world to come, there will be no death, no sin, no tears, and no sickness.
只有美好幸福的生活与神同在。
And there is only good and enjoyment with God forever.
我们也会得到一个荣耀的身体，不会腐烂的身体。
And we will also receive a glorious body that shall not undergo decay.
这就是福音，耶稣伟大的荣耀。
And this is the gospel, the glorious Jesus Christ.
保罗深信这个荣耀。
And Paul had great faith in this glory.
所以他充满了激情，尽心竭力为耶稣和他的教会劳碌。
And that's why he was filled with passion and he toiled and struggled for Jesus' church.
他不是为了这个世界衰退较小的荣耀而活。
He is not living for this diminishing glory of the world.
他不是为了舒服的生活、钱财或者名誉、或者性、或者娱乐而活的。
Neither was he living for the comfort of this life, for money, for sex, or for entertainment.
他是为了最荣耀的耶稣而活。
He was living for the most glorious Jesus.
神是最荣耀的，只有在神里面，我们才可以满足我们的心。
God is the most glorious, only in God can our hearts be satisfied.
为了这最荣耀的神，保罗愿意 受苦甚至下监狱。
And for this glorious God, Paul was willing to suffer and even in prison.
当其他信徒看到保罗的坚定的信心，他们应该要被鼓励的。
And when other believers see the firm faith of Paul, they ought to be encouraged.
跟随保罗也坚定自己的信心，遵守耶稣，不偏离耶稣。
And to follow Paul in pursuing Christ and not to depart from Christ.
这是他的目的，他的目的是为了鼓励他们，也是为了赢得他们的心。
And this is Paul's motivation. He wanted to encourage them and also to win their hearts.
当我们仔细研究保罗的提醒的时候，我们也可以看得出来，神忠实的仆人有三个特点。
And as we read Paul's writing, we can see that the faithful servant of God has three characteristics.
这就是我们今天讲到的重点。
And this is the main theme of today's message.
我们每个基督徒应该有这三个特点。
Every believer ought to have these three characteristics.
这三个特点不是只有教会领导人必须有的。
And these three characteristics should not just be possessed by leaders.
每个基督徒应该都有。
Every Christian ought to have them.
因为每个基督徒都是神的仆人。
Because every Christian is God's slave.
在25节保罗说，我做了执事的职分。
And in verse 25, Paul said, I became a minister.
这执事的意思就是仆人的意思。
And a minister is actually servant or slave.
所以我们每个人都是神的仆人，我们每个人都应该有这三个特点。
So each of us is a slave of God and we should have these three characteristics.
第一个特点，第一个神的仆人的特点就是他的态度，他的态度必须是一个欢乐的态度。
And the first characteristic of the servant is his attitude, which is that of joy.
神的仆人应该要欢欢喜喜地侍奉神的教会。
God's servant should be serving God's church with joy.
在24节，他说，保罗说，现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐。 并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
And verse 24, Paul wrote, Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church.
保罗可以在患难中欢乐，有两个原因。第一个原因是因为他是在他是为了未来的荣耀、未来的世界而活的。
There are two reasons why Paul could rejoice in his sufferings, and the first reason is that he was living for the coming future glory.
就在二十七节看得到。
And we can see this in verse 27.
第二个原因是他是为了补满基督患难的缺欠。
And the second reason is that he was filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
基督患难的缺欠，这不是说基督的救赎死亡在十字架有缺乏。
And what is lacking in Christ's afflictions here is not referring to Christ's redemptive death on the cross, that it is not sufficient.
不是说他的死亡不能完全救罪人，所以保罗要补充耶稣的死亡。
So it does not mean that Christ's death is insufficient in saving sinners, and Paul is trying to make that up.
不是这个意思，但是天主教相信是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that, however, the Roman Catholic Church actually believes in it.
这是个异端，因为他在攻击耶稣的荣耀，他在攻击他完美完全的死救赎死亡在十字架。
And this is a heresy because it is attacking Jesus' death, the perfect death of Jesus on the cross.
这不符合圣经的，因为你们看在二十二节，他说基督的死亡可以与我们和神和好。
And this is of course unbiblical because in verse 22 it states clearly that Jesus has now reconciled us to God.
当时在攻击哥罗西教会的异端，他们就是在说耶稣不够，你要去崇拜天使，你要去靠别的东西。
And indeed, one of the heresies that was attacking the Colossian church at the time was that they say that Jesus' death was not enough and therefore they need something else like the worship of angels and others.
保罗怎么会同意这个异端呢？他是在保护神的教会，他不会去说耶稣的死亡不够。
And Paul would definitely not agree with this heretic because he is trying to protect the church. Therefore, he would never say that the death of Christ is insufficient.
真正的意思乃是耶稣救赎的死亡是完美的、充足的，可以叫我们与神和好。
And indeed, we know that the truth is Christ's death on the cross is perfect and it is sufficient and it will cause us to be reconciled to God.
不缺欠任何东西。
And it does not lack anything.
缺欠的不是他完美的死亡，而是他不能亲自在地上传这个信息给别人。
So what is lacking here is not referring to Christ's death on the cross, but what is lacking here is that Christ is not personally present on earth to proclaim the gospel.
所以耶稣差遣他的仆人，他的信徒就是保罗，向保罗去传福音。
And therefore God or Jesus sent his servant.Of which Paul was one to preach the gospel.
所以在二十五节，保罗说：“我要传神的道，我的职事就是这个。”
That's why in verse 25, Paul says, "I am a minister according to the stewardship from God to make the word of God fully known."
当然，当他仆人传福音的时候，他们也会受到逼迫的、痛苦的。
And of course, when the servants preach the gospel, they will be persecuted and they will suffer.
他们会受到当他们为福音受苦受到有患难的时候，别人会看到他的爱。 然后通过他的爱，他的爱，保罗的爱，他也可以看得出来耶稣的爱。
And through the servant's sufferings, people can see the love of the servants, just like the love of Paul. And through seeing the love of Paul, they would also be able to experience Christ's love.
我们每个仆人，神的每个仆人都是他的使者。
Each and every one of us who are the servants of God, we are God's messengers.
当别人看到耶稣仆人的时候，我们的时候，他们应该可以看到耶稣的。
When people look at God's messengers, which is us, they should be able to see Jesus.
英语叫 sensory apologetics.
And this is known as sensory apologetics.
当其他信徒看到保罗的慈爱，他们会更相信耶稣，他们会坚固自己的信心。
And when the other believers saw Paul's love, they would actually be more firmly rooted in their own faith, and they will also see Christ's love for them.
保罗在受苦当中，如果他在受苦当中变成自卑或者有忧郁病的话，他就会使别的信徒的信心跌倒。
If Paul, on the other hand, actually was distressed or depressed when he was suffering, then he would actually stumble other believers.
这样子会侮辱神的荣耀。
And this is an insult to God's glory.
但是感谢神，保罗没有这样子做。
But we thank God that Paul did not do that.
他信心坚固，鼓励其他圣徒，包括我们现在的信徒。
His faith was firmly rooted, and therefore he could encourage the believers then and now.
叫我们也信心坚固，通过他的信心，保罗也是在现在还是在侍奉神的教会。
And through his faith, he is still actually serving God's church now.
保罗可以在痛苦受苦中欢喜，不是因为他喜欢患难，他喜欢痛苦。
And Paul could rejoice in his sufferings not because he likes to suffer,
而是他的眼目定睛在耶稣的荣耀。
But it is because his eyes was fixed on Jesus' glory.
我们刚才看到他用荣耀这个两次形容耶稣的福音。
And twice Paul described Jesus'Gospel as being glorious.
他可以欢喜不是意思不是说他没有从来没有伤心过，没有哭过。
So he can rejoice not because he was not sad and not that he has never shed a tear.
他都有经验过这些东西。
He indeed experienced all this.
但是喜乐最终都会胜过他的伤心。
But in the end, the joy would overcome the sadness.
只有耶稣的荣耀才可以胜过世界上一切的苦难。
Only Jesus' glory can overcome all the sufferings of this world.
这个荣耀不能只是在我们的知识上，在我们的头脑上。
And this glory cannot just remain as our head knowledge.
这个荣耀，你看保罗，他把这个荣耀也放在他的心里面。
And Paul actually treasured this glory in his heart.
他没有让这世界的衰退较小的荣耀遮盖神最荣耀的耶稣。
He did not allow the diminishing glory of this world to shadow God's glory in Jesus.
他没有让钱财、名誉、娱乐和舒适的生活遮盖耶稣的荣耀。
He did not allow riches, comfort, reputation, and the things of this world to cover or shadow Jesus' glory.
他被耶稣的荣耀抓住了。
He is caught on by Jesus' glory.
他知道为耶稣的荣耀而活才是真正丰盛的生活。
He knows that living for Jesus' glory is the most satisfying life.
Abundant life.
The most abundant life.
只有在耶稣里面才有最有幸福、最有喜乐的生活。
Only in Jesus can he actually have the most joy and the best life.
这种生命才值得我们活的。
And only this kind of life is worth living.
这种生命才值得我们牺牲自己的命。
Only this kind of life is worth our sacrifice of our own lives.
保罗就是这么活，他为了这种身份的生命，值得去牺牲自己的命。
And Paul was sacrificing his own life for this abundant life from God.
弟兄姐妹，请问你们的眼目是否在盯紧耶稣的荣耀？
Brothers and sisters, are your eyes fixed on Jesus' glory?
耶稣的荣耀是你最喜乐的吗？
Is Jesus' glory what gives you most joy?
如果不是的话，你应该要悔改，要 仰望耶稣的荣耀。
If it isn't, then you should repent and you should hope in Jesus' glory.
我记得在神学院读书的时候，
I remember when I was still in seminary,
有一次很多学生的脸很愁愁的。
There was once when many students came with sad faces.
因为我们都很努力准备考试，但是最终还是考得不好。
Because we all prepared for the exam very hard, but in the end, we all did not get good grades.
所以我们都很伤心。
Therefore, we were all sad.
突然有一位同学说， 我还是会去天堂的。
Suddenly, one student actually said, I will still go to heaven.
这一句话就把我们的思想，我们的眼目从考试上 转到了耶稣的荣耀。
And immediately it changed our attention to our grades to Jesus.
我们就开始开心快乐。
And we rejoiced that we were glad.
也把这个考试放在背后，继续努力学习。
And we were able to leave our bad grades behind and continue to learn.
圣经说，忘记背后，努力面前。
Bible says, forgetting what lies behind and striving towards what is ahead.
我们应该要有这种的想法。We
should have such attitudes.
在患难中有这种的想法，把我们的眼目定睛在耶稣的荣耀。And
when we are suffering, we should have this kind of attitude and fix our eyes on the glory of God.
那第二个特点，仆人的特点就是他的优先，他的优先应该要是传 圣经一切的真理。
And the second characteristic of the servant should be his priority, which is in preaching the gospel.
你看，在25节，保罗说：“神赐给我做执事，是为了把神的道理，这个道理意思就是神的道，传得全备。”
And verse 25, Paul wrote, I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known.
全备的意思就是完备的意思，保罗必须要把圣经一切的真理教导别人，不是一部分，是一切的。And
this means that Paul had the task of preaching the entire word of God to people and not just partially.
因为这是耶稣的命令，这是他的大使命。
Because this is Jesus' command during the Great Commission.
圣经的中心呢，就是福音，神的仆人必须要传真的福音。
And the central theme of the Bible is the gospel, so the servant of God should preach the gospel.
如果一个人不是在传真的福音，他不是神的仆人。
If a person is not preaching the true gospel, then he is not a servant of God.
而是魔鬼的仆人，因为假的福音不能救人的。And
he is going to become the servant of the devil because the false gospel does not save.
我们刚才说了，这个福音是什么呢？ 在20到22节， 他提出了这个是什么？
And in verses 20 to 22, Paul tells us what this gospel is.
就是本来我们应该要受神公义的审判。
Originally, we deserve to receive God's righteous judgment.
但是神不只单单用他的伟大的 全能能力和公义恐吓我们。
But God did not just threaten us with His great righteous judgment.
他借着他独生儿子耶稣向我们彰显了世界上最伟大、最温柔的、最谦卑、最有爱、有慈爱、最宽恕的救恩。
But through Jesus Christ, God actually showed to us the greatest and the most gentle and the most humble form of love in the salvation through His Son.
如果罪人认罪悔改，相信耶稣，他就会可以与神和好。
If sinners repent from their sins and believe in Jesus, they shall be reconciled to God.
这就是福音。
And this is the gospel.
福音不是为了满足人们的偶像。
The gospel is not to satisfy human idolatry.
不是满足我们钱财的偶像、名誉的偶像、健康的偶像。
It is not to satisfy the idols of greed, the idols of money, and the idols of health in our lives.
这是假福音，这种福音是叫罪人去地狱的。
These are all false gospels that lead sinners to hell.
神的仆人的优先必须是传福音，真正的福音。
So God's servant should give priority to preaching the true gospel.
这也是耶稣的优先，他在地上的时候，这也是他的优先。
This indeed was Jesus' priority when he was on earth.
很多认为耶稣的优先，他的目的是做神迹的。
Many people thought that Jesus' priority was to do miracles.
所以他们都是在讲神的神迹。
So they preach on the miracles.
这是错的，耶稣的优先是传福音的。
That is wrong because Jesus' priority was the gospel.
在马太福音四章，他说：“我也必须在别城传神国的福音，因我。”奉差原是为此。
Luke 4:43, Jesus said, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose.
神迹只是为了证明耶稣是神的基督。
Miracles was only there to validate that Jesus is the Christ.
如果没有传真正的福音，神迹是没有用的。
Without preaching the true gospel, miracles are useless.
神迹不能救罪人的灵魂。
Miracles does not save the souls of sinners.
如果一个罪人的疾病治好了，但是不信福音，他还是会死的，还是会去地狱的。
If a sinner's illness is healed, but yet he did not believe in the gospel, he shall die again and end up in hell.
只有福音可以救一个罪人的灵魂。
Only the gospel can save a sinner's soul.
甚至罪人死之后，神还会叫他复活得荣耀。
And indeed, when a sinner dies, God will resurrect him and give him a glorious body.
福音是全圣经的中心。
And the gospel is the center of the Bible.
其他圣经其他的部分是关于福音的效果。
The other parts of the Bible is about the effects of the gospel.
在26-27节，我们就看到福音一个的效果。
And in verses 26-27, we see one of the effects of the gospel.
就是耶稣在我们心里，你看27节说，基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
And that is found in verse 27, that Christ is in you or in your hearts.The hope of glory.
当我们相信耶稣之后，耶稣会与我们同在。
When we believe in Jesus, He shall be with us.
给我们力量，使我们可以更为他奋斗。
And He gives us power and energy that we might toil and struggle for Him.
也让我们知道，我们真正是神的儿女。
And it lets us know that we are truly God's children.
耶稣在我们心里，这本来是一个奥秘。
And Jesus Christ in our hearts was a mystery.
在旧约里面，神从来没有启示这个奥秘。
In the Old Testament, God has never revealed this mystery.
但是在新约，他向他的圣徒显现了。
But in the New Testament, this mystery has been revealed to the saints.
这个奥秘不是指的神不会救外邦人的。
This mystery does not mean that God will not save Gentiles.
旧约清清的楚楚的说神会救外邦人的。
The Old Testament tells us clearly that God will also save Gentiles.
但是旧约从来没有说基督会在我们心里面。
But the Old Testament never said that Jesus will be in our hearts.
他在跟我们同在，在心里面同在。
Or that Jesus will be present together with us in our hearts.
旧约都是预言，如果外邦人想跟耶稣同在的话，他必须要去耶路撒冷。
And in the Old Testament prophecies, it was said that the Gentiles who wants to be with Christ must go to Jerusalem.
这是指的千禧年。
And this is actually referring to the millennium.
但我们其实现在在教会的时代，耶稣是在我们心里同在的。
And we are now in the church age where Christ is present in our hearts.
他再来的时候，我们也会可以在耶路撒冷看到他的。
When he comes again, of course we will see him as well in Jerusalem.
是这个奥秘在历世历代被隐藏的。
And it is this mystery that has been hidden for ages.
这个奥秘是最伟大的，是好伟大的荣耀。
And this mystery is a great glory.
是非常壮丽的消息，美丽的消息。
And it is a beautiful message.
你想想看，创造宇宙万物的神在我们心里。同在居住。
Can you imagine the God who created the universe is living in our hearts?
他不止为我们死，他还在我们心中给我们力量，致死罪，让我们更成圣，更荣耀他。
Not only did he die for us, but now he is in our hearts, sanctifying us so that we might.Bring glory to him.
你想想看，如果新加坡的总理到了你的家，跟你一起住，把你当作他的儿女，给你权力欣赏全新加坡，你会有什么反应？
Can you imagine if the Prime Minister of Singapore comes to your house and lives with you and consider you his child and give you power over Singapore, what would be your response?
Not power, but privileges.
Giving you privileges in Singapore.
你肯定不会藐视这个荣誉，也不会去轻看它的。
You would definitely not despise such a privilege.
你会欢欢喜喜地接受这个特权的。
You would receive this privilege with great joy.
你会为这个荣耀，这个伟大的尊荣去奋斗的。
And you would then toil and struggle for this great glory.
当我们知道这宇宙最大的统治者耶稣在我们心中住的时候，把我们做把我们成为神的儿子，给我们特权去天堂，我们应该是要更欢喜的。
And when we come to realize that this great creator who is now living in us, we ought to be more joyful.
这个欢喜不止这个知识不能只是在我们头脑里面，一定要在我们心里面。
And this knowledge cannot remain in our heads only, but it must go to our hearts.
应该使我们欢欢喜喜的，俯伏的崇拜神。
And it should cause us to joyfully fall down in worship of God.
因为耶稣不只是为我们死，与神和好，他也给我们一个新的荣耀的生活。
Because Jesus did not just die for us and cause us to be reconciled to God, but he has given us a new and glorious life.
耶稣是我们最大的福气。
Jesus is our greatest blessing.
他还住在我们的心里帮助我们。
And he lives in our hearts to help us.
他不像世界上的统治者没有慈爱。
He is not like the conquerors of the world without love.
他是充满了慈爱。
But he is full of love.
马太福音，你记得马太福音一章十一章二十九节说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就得享安息。”
Matthew 11:29, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
他是充满柔和和谦卑。
Jesus is gentle and lowly in heart.
我们可以谦虚的到他面前认罪，求他赦免我们的罪。
We should humbly come before Jesus and plead for him to forgive our sins.
求他帮我们胜过罪恶。
And to plead that he help us overcome sin.
如果我们这样子做的话，耶稣不会离弃我们的。
If we do this, Jesus will not forsake us.
他一定会赦免我们的罪。
He will definitely forgive our sins.
给我们恩典，叫我们更成圣。
And he will give us grace that we might be sanctified.
这就是耶稣的荣耀，他是最伟大的。
And this is the glory of Jesus because he is the greatest.
我们应该要欢欢喜喜的、俯伏的崇拜他，不管是在患难中。
And therefore we should be worshipping him. We should fall down and worship him joyfully, whether it's through sufferings or not.
如果我们想做一个忠实的仆人，我们必须要把福音成为我们的优先。
And if we want to be a faithful servant, then the gospel must become our priority.
要激情传福音，保护这个珍贵的信息。
We must preach the gospel passionately and to protect this precious message.
我们看神仆人的第三个特点，就是他的目的。
And the third characteristic of the servant of God is his purpose.
他的目的就是门徒训练，这个意思就是使别的信徒的灵命成熟。
And God's servant should have the purpose of discipleship, which is for the maturity of other Christians.
我们看二十八节，说保罗说，我要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
Verse 28, Paul said that he wants to present everyone mature in Christ.
完完全全的意思就是成熟的意思。
So it means mature here or complete in other translations.
保罗传福音不是为了得人的荣耀。
The purpose that Paul preached the gospel is not for the praise of men.
他传福音也不是为了得到荣华富贵。
And he did not preach the gospel for riches.
他的目的也不是为了为自己建立一个国度。
And he was not building a kingdom for himself.
保罗的目的也不是为了圣徒只有得到很多知识，成为一个摇头娃娃。
And his purpose is not for Christians to gain lots of head knowledge and become bobblehead Christians.
他尽心竭力、辛辛苦苦的侍奉神的教会，是为了每个信徒的灵命成长成熟。
He toiled and he struggled for God, for the church, so that every believer might grow and be mature.
使他们完全的崇拜耶稣。为耶稣而活，荣耀耶稣。
So that they would completely worship Jesus Christ, live for Christ, and bring glory to Him.
这是他的目的。
This is Paul's purpose.
这是他要每个人得到的目的。
And this is his purpose for every Christian.
我们每个信徒都可以在耶稣里面成长成熟的。
Every believer can grow in maturity in Christ.
不是特别的人才可以成熟的。
This is not only reserved for special people.
不是厉害的人，不是只有教会的领袖可以成长成熟的。
And this is not reserved for the great people or the leaders of the church only.
这是每个人可以的。
It is for everyone.
不管你是谁， 如果你把你的眼目盯紧在神的荣耀上面，你一定会成熟的。
No matter who you are, if you fix your eyes on God, you will mature.
我们要记住，我们要像保罗一样，我们的目的一定是为了人的成熟。
And we must remember to be like Paul when we serve.Our purpose is for the maturity of others.
我们侍奉别人的目的不是为了使他们有一个舒服的生活。
We serve others not so that they could live comfortable lives.
有健康或者有钱的生活。
Or that they would be filled with riches and health.
这不能是我们生活的目标，也不能是别人的目标。也不能是我们儿子的目儿女的目标。
This must not be our goal. It must not be other people's goal. It must not be our children's goal.
我们养孩子的目的是为了他们的灵命成熟。
When we raise children, we raise them because we want them to be mature spiritually.
不是为了他们可以进一个好学校，得到好工作，得到舒服的生活。
It is not for the purpose that they will go into a good school, get a good job, and live comfortably.
这是世界上的目标，但是这不是神的目的。
This is the purpose of the world and not God's purpose.
当然，好学校、好工作、舒适的生活不是罪，但是如果这在挡住我们、阻挡我们和我们孩子的灵命成长，我们必须要改变。我们的优先，我们的生活。
Of course, a good school and a good job and comfortable life in themselves are not sin. But if this obstructs us in our maturity in Christ, then we have to remove them.
我们的优先，我们的目标一定是为了灵命的成熟。
Our purpose in serving God is for the maturity or spiritual maturity of everyone.
那请问保罗是用什么方式来教导什么方式来使别的信徒成熟呢？他用什么方式
？May I ask in what way did Paul cause other believers to grow in maturity？
28节告诉我们他是怎么做的。
Verse 28 tells us how he did it。
他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人。
He warned everyone and taught everyone with all wisdom.
保罗劝诫别人，这是他的方法。
He was warning people. That was his method.
劝诫的原文就是希腊语就是 nousetheo。我们所教的 biblical nousetic counseling 就是从这个字来的。
And the word translated warning in Greek is nousetheo. So this is where we get.The English phrase "nousetic counseling,"
意思是把思想放在一个地方。
In other words, we are to place our thoughts in a certain place.
如果一个人的思想放在错的地方，我们需要劝诫他，我们需要 "nousetheo," 我们需要把他的思想放在对的地方。
In other words, if somebody has his thoughts placed wrongly, we should be warning him.In order to get him to place his thoughts at the correct place.
所以劝诫这个词是指着纠正一个罪恶的思想或者行为。
So warning here refers to the correction of a sinful attitude or action.
或者纠正一个愚蠢的思想和行为。
Or it could also be the correction of a foolish thought or a foolish act.
教导在原文的意思就是教导。
And the word teaching is it means teaching in the original.
在这段经文跟劝诫很类似。
And it is similar to warning.
但是在这个经文呢，它劝诫是强调的是负面，不要做这个那个，不要做那个。
But of course, warning is actually negative. In other words, don't do this or that.
教导。强调的是正面，就是要做这个，要做那个。
Teaching on the other hand emphasizes the positive, in other words, the do's.
我们不能只劝诫，教别人不要做这个那个，我们也需要教导他们要做这个那个。
We should not just warn about the don'ts, but we should also teach about the do's.
特别是父母，我们一定要这样子做的。
Especially parents, we ought to do this.
我们不能只叫他不能说污秽的话，我们也要教他说，一定要说造就人的话。
We should not just teach people not to say things that are vulgar, but we should actually teach them also to say things that will build others up.
圣经就是这样子教我们的。
And the Bible indeed teaches us this way.
而且我们要知道，劝诫和教导不单单是教会领导人的责任，这是每个仆人的责任，每个基督徒的责任。
And we want to know that warning and teaching is not just the responsibility of church leaders, but it is the responsibility of every Christian.
如果你翻到三章十六节，我们可以看到。
If you turn to chapter 3, verse 16, we will see that.
他说：“你们要彼此教导，互相劝诫。”
Chapter 3, verse 16 says that you are to be teaching and admonishing one another.
这是每个人的责任。
This is the responsibility of every believer.
这是我们应该用的方法来使别人的灵命成熟。我们应该要教导他们，我们应该要劝诫他们。
And this is the method that we should be using to teach and to warn other people.
当我们劝诫和教导别的信徒的时候，将他们成熟，我们叫这个过程门徒训练。
And when we teach and warn others, this process is what we call discipleship.
我们现在的 church lingo 就是 discipleship.
And this is the church lingo that we use today.
门徒训练对保罗是非常重要的。
Discipleship was important to Paul.
因为耶稣的大使命的一部分，因为那个传福音布道在大使命只是一部分。
And indeed, in the Great Commission, preaching the gospel is only one part.
另外很重要的一部分就是门徒训练。
Another very important part of the Great Commission is making disciples.
你看，在马太福音二十八章二十节，耶稣说：“凡我所吩咐的，都教训他们遵守。”
Matthew 28:20, teach them to observe all that I have commanded you.
门徒训练是非常重要的，因为如果信徒不成熟的话，我们不能把福音传到下一代。
So discipleship is very important because if Christians are not faithful in this, we will not be able to hand the gospel to the next generation.
So 这应该是我们的目的。我们做什么东西？我们传福音，我们讲道，我们跟别人交往，都应该是为了信徒的属灵成熟。
And this should therefore be our purpose, whether when we are preaching or when we are teaching or when we are having fellowship, believers ought to have this purpose of building others up in maturity.
那我们应该哪时候、什么时候应该要做门徒训练呢？
So when should we engage in discipleship?
只在教会吗？只在课堂里面吗？
Is it only in the church or in the classroom?
这段经文没有告诉我们，但是我们可以在其他的经文看得到。
This passage doesn't tell us, but we can see this from another passage.
不只是在教会，不只是在公共场所，我们做门徒训练应该要在私人的场所，要随时随刻做的。
Not just in the church or in the classroom.But even in private setting, we should do this all the time.
保罗就是这么做，在《使徒行传》他说：“你们知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说的，或在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导他们。”
And Acts 20:20 tells us that Paul did not shrink from declaring to you. Anything that was profitable and teaching you in public and from house to house.
保罗是随时随刻在不同的地方做门徒训练的。
And Paul was engaging in discipleship all the time and in different settings.
门徒训练是应该是我们生活的习惯，不是一次性的动作。
And discipleship ought to be a habit of our lives rather than a one-off thing.
我们知道在旧约是这样子，这样子神也是这样子教我们的。
And God teaches us the same thing in the Old Testament.
那你要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记，戴在额上为经文。
You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes.
这意思就是说，门徒训练不能是一次性的动作，应该是我们生活的习惯。
In other words, discipleship is not a one-off thing, but it ought to be a habit of our lives.
在我们在私人的场所要做，在公共场所也要做。
We should do this both in public and in private.
我建议在私人的个人的家的时候，我们相交的时候，有时候最好的方式来鼓励人的话，就是要分享最近耶稣的荣耀怎么影响了你的生命。
And when we gather together, one suggestion I have for you that is encouraging to others is you can share about how God's or Jesus' glory is manifesting in your life recently.
告诉人家神在教你什么东西。
And tell others what God is teaching you.
这是非常重要的。
And this is important.
看28章说要传扬他，意思说我们要不停的提醒信徒，叫他们把眼目盯在耶稣的荣耀。
Verse 28 says, "Him we proclaim." In other words, we have to keep teaching others to focus their eyes on Jesus.
提醒我们要彼此提醒，不要把这世界的衰退、较小的荣耀遮盖神的荣耀。
And we should remind one another never to let the diminishing glory of this world cover God's glory.
我们不只要提醒别人，也要提醒自己的。
We should not just remind others, but we should remind ourselves.
我们看到这个经文的，我们可以学到三个功课，就是仆人应该要欢欢喜喜的侍奉教会。
And therefore, we can see the three lessons in this passage that God's servant must serve the church with joy.
第二个功课就是神的仆人必须要把传福音为优先的。
And the second lesson is that God's servants should give priority to preaching the gospel.
而且神仆人的目标是为了做门徒训练。
And thirdly, the purpose of God's servant should be discipleship.
弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都是属于神的仆人。
And brothers and sisters, each of us are God's servants.
请问你有没有这三个特点？
Do you have these three characteristics?
如果你没有的话，或者你想在这个三个特点上进步的话，你应该要把你的眼目盯紧在耶稣的荣耀。
If you have not these three qualities, then you should learn and start fixing your eyes on Jesus' glory.
这样子才可以有这三种仆人的特点。
And then you will have these three characteristics.
如果你不把你的眼目放在耶稣里面，如果你不深信耶稣的荣耀，当你碰到困难的时候，你很容易会灰心的。
If you do not fix your eyes on Jesus' glory, then when you are facing difficulty, you will be easily discouraged.
如果你不最欣赏、最仰望、最荣耀的耶稣和他的国度，你不会有这三个特点的。
If you do not admire Jesus' glory and His kingdom, you will not attain these three qualities.
这个世界的荣耀，教下的荣耀会遮盖耶稣的荣耀。
And the smaller glory of this world will cover Jesus's glory.
你的心会很容易的变成冷淡，也很容易被世界引诱。
And your heart will easily turn cold and easily distracted by the world.
你也很容易分心的。
And you will be easily tempted as well.
你们要相信耶稣，深信耶稣的荣耀。
You must firmly believe in the glory of Jesus.
这个荣耀不能只是一个知识在你的头脑上面。
And this cannot just be a head knowledge.
你一定要把这个知识放在你的心里面。
You have to transfer this knowledge to your heart.
正确的神学不等于你会有正确的生活的。
Having the right theology does not necessarily mean that you will live the right life.
你要把你的神学放在心里面，然后你才可以有正确的生活的。
Your theology must be placed in your heart before you will have the right life.
我们的信心可以在我们的行为看得到的。
And our faith is evident through our actions.
你想一想，谁会一个他不深信的东西，他的盼望而去受苦，甚至牺牲自己的生命。
Who would suffer and even actually risk his life for something that he does not truly believe in?
没有人的。
No one.
这个道理是非常简单的。
This is a simple truth.
你看，世界上那个曼德勒 Nelson Mandela， 他深信一个人有。每个人有平等的尊严。
And we know that Nelson Mandela believed that everyone deserves the same honor.
所以他愿意牺牲自己的生命去停止这个 apartheid 种族隔离。
And he risked his own life to actually fight for racial harmony.
如果他不深信的话，他不会去牺牲自己的生命。
If he does not truly believe in that, he will not risk his own life for that.
耶稣，我们基督徒相信，当然相信平等尊严，但是我们崇拜的不是这个教下的荣耀。
Of course, Christians believe in equal honor, but we do not worship this smaller glory.
我们崇拜的是最荣耀的神，他是。平等尊严的基根。
The God whom we worship is the most glorious, and He is the foundation of equal honor.
我们是为他而活，因为他是世界上所有美丽的基根。
And we live for Him because He is the foundation of everything beautiful in this world.
弟兄姐妹，你一定要深信这个神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, you must firmly believe in God's glory.
你一定要认为这是最丰盛的荣耀。
And you must believe that this is the most abundant glory.
如果你深信的话，你应该要欢欢喜喜的侍奉神，侍奉他的教会。
And if you truly believe in this, then you should have joy as you serve God and His church.
传福音，做门徒训练。
And preach.The gospel and make disciples.
那我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们赞美你，我们感谢你给我们的荣耀，就是耶稣在我们里面，我们有盼望，我们知道我们是神的儿女，我们会接受我们未来伟大的荣耀，我们未来荣耀的身体和未来的新世界。求主打开我们的心，让这个荣耀抓住我们，使我们为你而活，使我们荣耀你，不是荣耀我们自己，荣耀我们自己的名誉，这是较小的荣耀，是不值我们去活去奋斗的。求主给我们一个忠实的心服侍你。奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。